Beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? But considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye? And behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7:3-5. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? But considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye? And behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7:3-5. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? But considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye? And behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7:3-5. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye? But considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye. Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye? And behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Matthew 7:3-5.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word, Life Source Ministries Podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Hi, and welcome to a show entitled Remove Your Wood. Remove your wood. The scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verse 5, as written in the New Century Version, and reads as follows. Hear the word of the Lord. You hypocrite, first take the wood out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to take the dust out of your friend's eye. The word of the Lord. The book of Matthew is believed by many theologians to be the connecting link between the Old and the New Testaments. The book of Matthew emphasizes the fulfillment of prophecy. Jesus said that he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, but instead he came to fulfill them in Matthew 5 and 17. Matthew wrote his gospel to prove that Jesus, number one, is the Messiah, number two, he is anointed, and thirdly, he is the promised, eternal, and everlasting King. Jesus taught against judging others from the standpoint of tearing down others for the pleasure of building oneself up. Now, this does not mean for sinful behavior to be overlooked or winked at. False teachers are to be exposed. It means we should pray to the Holy Spirit for discernment in situations instead of being blatantly and obviously negative. Sometimes we want to point out in others some negative habits and behaviors of our own. We want to keep records of the faults of others while excusing or dismissing our own bad habits and negative behaviors, perhaps thinking that by doing such, we make ourselves look good in the eyes of others, as if to think, the greater the put down, the taller I stand in the eyes of the onlookers. But Jesus teaches us to examine our own reasons for judging others. Are our reasons for judging others blatant, or are they hidden? Whatever the reasons are, consider the possible results. Judging could cause a person to feel worthless or like one who is deserving to be scorned. It will lead to disdain for them and causing you to feel contempt for another person. This is not a win-win situation. We must remember that we all are created by God. We are created in His image. So when we think about judging or criticizing someone, examine yourself to see if you deserve that same criticism. Be the first one to judge yourself. What do I need to improve, or what do I need to correct or discontinue in my life? Ask God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ for even entertaining thoughts of criticizing another child of God, and forgive that person that you were about to criticize. Trust God to be the sovereign judge that He is. We will close with Band Reeves' Hypocrite Song.
Long hypocrite, slinging judgmental words off of the tongue like bullets. We all got a scar to show for the backstabbing brother. Use that Bible like a stone in the hand. You swore to yourself it'd never happen again. So you cut the ties cause you're tired of getting burned. It's hard to find truth when you're tripping over lies. The cross gets lost in the crossfire. A preacher's gonna have to pee, but don't treat you right. Hypocrite. You can find them in the smoking lights or right in the mirror. It's easy to point our fingers, but we all been guilty of saying one thing and doing another. Gotta check our eyes before we judge our brothers. Otherwise, we're hypocrites, judging hypocrites. Oh, it's hard to find truth. try to find truth when you're tripping over lies. The cross gets lost in the crossfire. When preachers go left and people are doing right. It's hard to find truth when you're tripping over lies. The cross gets lost in the crossfire. When preachers go left and people are doing right. When the church strays from the straight and narrow and drinks out for some kind of faraway show.
Exquisite Coffee has an all-new online checkout service, so check it out and order your favorite coffee and tea buns today. ExquisiteCoffee.shop is your convenient online hub with a large variety of coffee and tea selections. Click the shop tab and you'll be ready to order your own pack of exquisite K-Cups. We have Haitian Blue Mountain and Jamaican Blue Mountain, just to name a few. We also have pounds of decaf espresso or drip coffee. We have mini coffee blends. And we have our well sought after blue hibiscus tea. So it's blue eyes and it's a hibiscus tea. We also have masala chai, loose leaf, and other coffee and tea selections. Local Metro Charlotte, North Carolina residents, don't hesitate to call in or text us your order to 704-413-1225. Again, that's 704-413-1225. We'll deliver locally right to you. Just call or text your coffee and tea orders. Head over to exquisitecoffee.shop. We'll see you there.
Take hold of your financial situation with an educational and fun-to-use resource, Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit. You'll need to head over to blackstarfundllp.com and click the link labeled #CGFTK listed on the site navigation bar. Once you're inside the CGFTK web app, you'll see a variety of banking, business, and personal finance options that will give you the confidence to move your interests forward in the global economy. Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit is also easy to Google. Head over to Google and search keyword #CGFTK. That's #CGFTK for Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.